It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Here he is. Welcome tonight's guest.
He took a night off from banging your ex to be here tonight. Comedian Jeff Dye. She's so bright, Joe Biden keeps walking towards her. Campaign communications expert Erin Parini.
And here we go.
She took Ozempic and gained weight. New York Times bestselling author and Fox News contributor Kat Toof. And when he plays Monopoly, he uses real houses. New York Times bestselling author, comedian, and former NWA world champion Tyler. Jeff, you know, because you're an expert on immigration, yeah. I was going to ask you what your solution is, but then I watched those clips again of Joe Biden, and I realized these are not gaffes anymore. This is just the status quo of his behavior. It's kind of scary. I mean, even feel bad making jokes about it now.
Yeah, it's hard to make it funny.
Yeah.
Like, it really is. Like, you just watch it and you go, this is embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's the leader.
Yeah, I know.
He's like JFK, like, we choose to go to the moon. You know, you have to get jacked up. You get hard watching that. You watch this, you just go, ah, this is what we're doing?
Yeah.
It's very embarrassing.
It's very embarrassing.
Also, what is the plan? Just don't talk about it?
Yeah.
At least we have a position here.
Yeah.
But then you ask people, like, well, you know, you when you go to a country, you should probably follow the rules to, like, get into that country. I can't just go to Australia. And they go, hey, don't say that.
Yeah.
Hey, what about these guys beat up a cop? They're not even citizens. They go, whoa, whoa, racist. Well, what's the plan? Like, can we talk about it? Like, there has to be some other side.
Yeah. The only side they are concerned with are for the people coming in. It's the most bizarre thing. A border actually has two sides.
Right.
To it, inside and out. And, like, they're if you bring up your concerns, you're a bigot.
Right, just by talking about it, like, that's pretty scary also, and not very funny that we can't even talk about it without being like, this is, you're problematic.
What happened to your collar, by the way?
This is a special cut. I was told it looks good.
You're like Jeff Dye, hip doctor. Look, I'm here to tell you you got cancer, but what are you doing later? Erin?
That is the doctor I'd be.
That is the doctor you'd be. You've only got 3 months to live, but 2 months to love.
I love that.
All right, Erin, I apologize for that. Do you think not impeaching Mayorkas is a big deal? I mean, it's like, I guess life goes on. Is this a big defeat?
No, it's not, because one, they'll be able to bring it up again. And, you know, I think the least surprising part of this is that, like, it's taking a while to get things done in Congress. That's the same song and dance. I worked on the Hill for years. I haven't been there for a few years, but it's really not much has changed. The way we make the change here is we elect somebody else to the White House.
Yeah.
The reason we are facing 3.5 to 4 times more border crossings in a 2-year period under Joe Biden than we did under Donald Trump is because of Joe Biden,
yeah.
Let alone the 90 executive actions that he took away from the Trump administration purely because he said, oh, Donald Trump, that's a no for me. Building the border wall, he stopped doing that. Part of that border wall was also like dam infrastructure in Texas. And he was like, good luck, everybody. Like, everything he did has been bad and has only made the border worse. People want to see this end. You can't be shocked that it's going to take Congress a while to get this right. You need a leader in the White House who's willing to take action to get it right, because it's clear between Biden and Mayorkas, no one is going to close the southern border of the United States.
Yeah, he would rather forgive student loans.
Yeah.
And he will do, and has done that.
Catch and release people in the United States.
Yeah.
You enter the country illegally, hey, you got a one-way ticket. You beat an NYPD cop, you might make it to California. But that is the tenet of their policy right now. The core of their policy is,
Yeah. You know, Kat, I think I was caught off guard watching Biden again.
Yes. I think we all know now why he's not doing the Super Bowl interview.
Yes. I mean, it's bad.
Dad, serious. Okay, if that's your audition tape, what gig could you get?
No,
right?
No.
Like,
drunk
you're like
grandpa.
It's only 3 minutes. There's no only in that 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, the Super Bowl was supposed to be fun, hear. And like,
that was really grim.
Allegedly.
Like, that's like, he looks miserable.
They wouldn't
he
let
looks
you
so
work
sad.
Applebee's.
But how, why is
right.
I mean, the thing is, why isn't that clip everywhere? Like, I'm pleeding ignorance. That is the first time
me
I saw
too.
It.
Oh, no.
First time I mean, this is the first time, because they all look the same. You're like, oh, you know what's crazy is that I don't care what, you know, party you're from, what you believe. Whenever you're watching Joe Biden speak, everyone watches him like this.
Yeah.
like, what's going to happen? You know, like, that's not like how you should watch them. Like, and you're just like heartbroken and scared the whole time.
Yeah.
This isn't normal. None of this is normal. It's disturbing. He's so sad.
Yeah. It's
like this. He shouldn't have to do that.
No, at this point, they need to pull. They need one of those big things to take him away.
The problem is
we owe George W. Bush a big apology. We raked that guy over the coals for saying like fool me once and then, you know, losing his train of thought. Yeah. This guy every day, it's so normal to us now. We just go, oh, that's how we talk.
Yeah, but at least
W. Normal.
I thought he was just splitting the diff. Like, he's got a 10-minute speech, but if he combines it all together, he can get it done in 3 minutes. I thought it was just a, you know, I'll say 3 or 4 things at the exact same time, which is a higher level of thinking.
That's true.
Which, you know, we just don't get it.
So yes.
My bad, Mr. President. I'll work on my... This is... Just the incident with the Border Patrol officers and their horses, mm-hmm. his ass should have been out of there.
Yeah.
And this is on Republicans. This is why we need term limits. They care more about getting reelected than doing the right thing. His lackadaisical effort with the border, with the way he treats the men and women who protect the border. How about the mothers who came to Congress? He didn't show up because he was, quote, in a meeting with Mexico. You should have brought their asses too. But it goes back to the same thing. Republicans are full of and this proves it. They say they want change. Who cares? If I know that being a leader and doing the right thing and getting a person, this man out of here who's failed, and there's no one can argue that he hasn't, means I might not get reelected, but I did my job that was better for my people, fine. Next man up, so be it. I did my part. But this says more. This, you know, we always want to go at the left and say when they're doing this, this says more about us and the spineless people that supposedly are conservatives that know that this man has cost money, has ruined lives. There was people that couldn't leave their homes because everyone thought they were whipping black people. Think about that. That's what, and you're serving for pay, and that's how you're being treated. That's just one. Didn't show up for the moms. Then it was perfectly fine being like border agents were letting people drown in the water.
Yes.
It didn't matter what horrible thing that he said. But you just didn't want them to come back at you.
Yeah.
Turn in your little pin and your tie and go home.
All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
A story in 5 words.
Pay your own damn birthday. Roll it.
You invite people to a restaurant of your choosing for your birthday, you should pay for everybody. I know that's going to be deeply unpopular, but I just think that you can't pick a restaurant and ask people to come and celebrate you and pay for themselves.
It's so hard to be an influencer. I have to lie on my pillow. It's really hard. All right, Erin, she thinks that the birthday boy or girl should always pay for their own birthday dinner with friends. Apparently this is creating a firestorm. What do you think?
I actually don't think that she's necessarily that wrong. If you're inviting people out, it would be like, think about this in reverse is how I was thinking. She just assumed that I'm going to invite all these people to a party and be like, and you get to pay for me now. Mm-hmm. But if you're inviting people, you can split the bill. Like, you can talk to people. If you're an adult inviting people to an adult birthday party, you can have a conversation about that without it being an issue. Yeah. But she just makes it so awkward and uncomfortable, as influencers tend to do, because they're just weird people.
Yeah. You know, Jeff, I mean, what adult throws a birthday party for themselves?
Yeah, that's the strange part.
Yes.
I think that if you did plan it and you invited, then you should pay. But I also think that there's a bigger thing happening with influencers and these rappers and these young kids and the Spotify, SoundCloud, whoever these people are that have all this money. Mm-hmm. You got all these followers. They're so happy to flex with the expensive sunglasses and the whole thing. Then tip better. Mm-hmm. And start paying for stuff. If you're going to flex on everyone about how much money you have in these things, then pay the damn bill. Okay. Because it's very strange to be cheap and also rub it in everyone's face about how well you're doing.
All right, Gramps.
You don't think so?
No,
that's
I agree.
That's a great point. Because
rappers are always going like, bada, 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 bada. We like, oh, he spent 20 grand.
Yeah. And then they yell, cut.
Zero.
Then they yell, cut, and the jeweler takes his jeweler.
Yeah.
And the car takes his car.
Let's fake.
Because they're full of
It's full of
people who complain about having to pay for stuff is people who can't afford stuff.
Yep.
So, yeah, 100%. Influencer. If you're doing your interview from your bed, complaining about having to pay for your own dinner at a party, then you should, like, they should pay for you because it's not easy doing all this. So, and plus, I'm not going to a party because once you're over 18, the candles cost more than the cake do. So I'm not going. Like, I don't celebrate birthdays. I give them my kids. I let them pick them.
Yeah, I don't
think. And to be fair, I should probably give it to my mom. She went through hell.
Yeah.
She was 90 pounds and had a 10-pound, 24-ounce baby. So she didn't serve in the military, but she served that day.
Yes. Thank you for your service.
Yeah, thanks.
There's a joke in there I almost made, but I'm not, Kat.
Go ahead, Kat.
Go ahead, Kat, what do you think? How were you able not to talk like that?
I don't know, right?
Yeah, yeah. You talk like, you know, you
much more masculine. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
I think your vocal cords would explode if you tried.
Yeah, I don't. No, I couldn't do that. I hate myself enough already. So, I think when people get weird about money in general, it's just just figure it out. I remember. I'm gonna talk about this.
What?
This is my time to talk about this. I went to a friend's birthday dinner. I arrived later in the night, and everyone had appetizers, dinner, drinks. I had a drink, and then the next day, we went to a bar after. I paid for the birthday person's drinks and the birthday person's boyfriend's drinks. Two rounds of drinks for both. And then I got a text next day. Can you Venmo me for dinner? It's $100 a person.
Mm.
So I did it. But like, you know, being a bitch. And then I texted my friend and was like, oh, you know, like, I didn't eat at the dinner. Why am I? And then it was like, oh, such huge misunderstanding. Yeah, well, not really, because he kept the money.
Out of time. Thanks to Jeff Dye, Eric Breedy, Cat Tip, Tart Studio Audits, Fox News, and now Dreamy Jay Scalic. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.